The Victory Stakes, seven runners, no fell swoop. Let's get the reasoning for that with Matt Dale down at Canberra. Morning to you, Matt.
Oh, good morning, Andrew.
Well, Matt, we've discussed it, and I know you've had jump out, so you certainly haven't heard it, but there's seven acceptances in the Victory Stakes. There's been a lot of discussion on the track, but you've made your decision with nothing to do with the track, with Fell Swoop not running on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. I just, last year he won the Victory Stakes when it was at Doomben, and a couple of weeks later we found he was just a little bit, lost a bit of his sharpness when he went back to the BTC Cup it was last year at Doomben over the 1200, and opted this year, after giving it plenty of thought, decided that I would lean towards trialling here down here Friday at Goulburn and going into the Doomben 10,000 now in 2 weeks' time. Just a bit sharper, obviously, being 1200 at Doomben.
It is a different race this year at the 12,000 due in a couple of weeks' time. How did he come out of the last run?
He actually come through the TJ in great order. He bounced straight through it, and obviously he ran super, and he ran from pillar to post. He had no rest up the front, but he actually come through it really, really well. And my main consideration I gave, and I sort of tossed it around a number of different ways, but ultimately what I come back to was the Eagle Farm 1200, where they do tend to get off the fence a lot at the moment, and it's a longer 1200, and I just thought he wouldn't be as sharp and be as effective 2 weeks later coming back to Doomben as I will be able to present him of just sort of giving him a trial and coming in fresh. So that was the main reason for our decision.
You just want to keep that freshness in his legs for a strong 1200.
Yeah, that's right. We found last year, like Doomben, you know, as everyone knows, is a short, sharp 1200 metres. They go fast, and you do need a little bit of sharpness in your legs. So that's the main reason that we made that call.
Okay. And given that you're going to give him a jump out or a trial tomorrow, who's going to ride him tomorrow down there? Anyone special? Yeah.
So Friday he'll have a trial.
Friday, sorry.
Yeah. He'll ride him, just a maintenance trial after the last at Goulburn. So I actually haven't confirmed he'll ride him there. Won't be, don't need to overthink it. I've got a couple of jocks that have ridden him here in jump outs, and it's just a maintenance piece of work, and just to tick him over and have him right for heading up north.
Understand. He sounds like you've mapped it out. You're one, Matt, without putting words in your mouth, mate, you're one that really looks into it. It's certainly got nothing at all to do with the prospect of they've marked it a soft seven Eagle Farm for Saturday. It's got nothing to do with that at all.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the state of the track. Fell Swoop's probably at his best on a soft track. In the soft range is where he's ran his peak performances. So, no, it didn't have anything to do with that. And, we made the call yesterday. We weren't sort of, and I know the field was coming up a little bit shy in numbers this morning, but once we made the call, we stuck to it. And, we'll follow that path.
Hey, tell me, and I get dizzy with horses' names and things trying to keep up with it at all. Rocket Commander, has that left you?
Yeah, so my wife owns a third of her, and she come back over to us. Obviously, she won the Winona Girl, and we took her down to Melbourne 2 weeks ago and ran her in the Group 3 en route to Adelaide. I just decided with heading up north with Fell Swoop and a big team here, and my wife's about to have our fourth child over the next, early June, I just decided not to send any staff over and train her from Adelaide. So we sent her back to her trainers that had her last year, and they'll have her for two or three runs in Adelaide, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just saw, I'm now going for their names, but it's edit. The only reason why
Wayne
I was going
Francis, through. Yeah, and Wayne Francis.
That's it, yeah. I was looking at them for Saturday just to see who was in at Morfordville Parks, and I come across its name. So it's there. I don't know whether it's running on Saturday. You probably know better than I.
We're going to run her on Saturday and then back up into the Group 2 Mares race over a mile the week later, which is the main aim for her going over there, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll watch for her because on her best, she's very capable of anything.
She's had a really good preparation, solid preparation, and her run in Melbourne 2 weeks ago was super. She ran a really good fourth and against the boys, and that was the first time I started her against the boys, and she's bounced through that nicely, and look forward to obviously this Saturday, but the main aim going over there is the following Saturday, the Fillies and Mares Mile.
Yep, understand. All right, well, we'll get a report on Fell Swoop's maintenance trial there on our Saturday or late Friday afternoon when you do it, mate. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Just give me a call and we'll give you an update.
Good on you, mate. Matt Dale joining us there from Canberra. So that's the reason why Fell Swoop isn't running on Saturday.